time for the biggest little show on the internet, LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ!
Welcome to Little Fella Radio on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, AJ.
I'm Sydney, your co-host. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you or your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Welcome. Yes, welcome.
Welcome.
As you guys could tell today, well, if you watched last week's show, the intro is better. Yes.
It's much better. We fixed everything.
We fixed everything. The producer kind of goofed last week. And first show of the season, he decided to, you know, mess everything up.
Throw everyone off of their game.
An orphanage burned down because of this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's okay. Everything's fixed. We fired him, killed him, threw him in a river. So now we have a new producer who knows how to do things.
Definitely.
Totally.
I am not a part of any of that.
Well, you are now because I told you everything. So now you're an acquaintance.
Okay. Well, no getting out of this one.
No.
Thanks, AJ.
Welcome to prison life with the rest of us. You're going to have a cellmate named Shirley, and she's going to like a Shirley Temple. I have no idea what any of that meant, but let's just go with it, okay?
Because if I go to jail, Shirley does too.
Yeah, well,
who's Shirley? She's going to be
your cellmate, and yeah, you guys are going to be, you know, cellmates, and...
Yeah, we're going to be cellmates, basically. That's just what you're going to
be. And the second word in cellmates is mates, so you're going to have a new...
Lesbians are everywhere.
Lesbians are everywhere, man. You heard it here first, second, third, I don't know. If people are...
You've probably heard it somewhere else, but you know what? You're hearing it again from us, so deal with it.
Yeah. New motto for Little Fella Radio. You heard it somewhere else, and we're going to repeat it. Good job, Sydney. Oh. So glad we're on the same track here.
You're welcome, AJ.
That's pure co-host connection, because we totally know how to connect our minds with one another when it comes to saying things.
Okay, calm down.
No. I have no idea where I'm rambling.
Yeah.
So, what were we talking about? Oh, how we're not connected. I don't know where
we have no friendship at all. You know, we're just here to do the show and that's it. We don't talk.
We were never friends really to begin with. We were more like there and we fought with each other every time we saw each other.
We used to bicker like 24/7.
Used to?
Okay. Maybe we... Okay. We still do.
Exactly.
But it's different now because we can bicker on better levels.
Yeah, we can do it in... publicly and live, so a bunch of people can hear our bickering.
Exactly, and don't you guys enjoy that?
Don't you enjoy us yelling and bickering and calling each other mean names?
Because that's what our show consists of.
Exactly. We just described Little Fella Radio. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. That's the end of the show. I hope you enjoy. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, they gave us the plot. The plot?
English?
No, I'm correct on my English. I just don't know what word I'm looking for. Not the plot. The theme.
Yeah.
I could not remember the word. It was just there, but it was like, no, you have to be quicker than that.
Did you just quote a commercial?
Yep. What was that?
Where he has the dollar on the fishing.
Wasn't it like a
thing,
State Farm
like,
commercial?
Yeah. He's like, oh, you gotta be quicker than that.
Yeah. Wow, God. We are so edgy.
What? Edgy.
Oh, God, I don't like you.
You've started this.
But you ruined it.
Well, What can I say? It's what I'm best at.
Okay. You know what else you are?
No.
Gross.
Why?
Because you're just...
Gross. What did I ever do to you?
You were born.
That's not my fault. How can I argue about that?
I wasn't asked to be brought to this world, Mom.
Are you with Amy about that? Not me.
Which Amy? Because I have several in my life.
Well, you know what? I'll argue with one and you'll argue with the other.
Okay, you get my Amy, I'll get yours.
Okay.
Deal.
That sounded wrong.
Yeah.
You know what?
So glad we took that down a different path.
Yep. So glad our minds just automatically clicked to that, you know?
Yeah.
This is what Little Fella Radio has come to. Welcome.
Season 5 and we just destroyed everyone's minds.
Everything's edgy and gross.
I hope if you stuck with us in season 1. First of all, if you stuck with us in season 1, give yourself a pat on the back and a round of applause because that's something I don't even know how I've done.
Shout out to the mains.
Shout out to the main lovers and all that. Lovers?
Shout out to the main lesbians and stuff.
The main lesbians out there. Give yourself a round of applause because you guys have really You guys have stuck by us through thick and thin, through many guests, many horrible shows, and many great ones. Speaking of which, last season had a lot of great shows. I really liked last season, how good. I feel like we had a pattern. It was like, first episode of the season was good. Second episode, horrible. Third, good. Next, bad.
I feel like our shows really just like depend on like our attitudes.
It's more like the content and how you do it, which is
but at the same time, it has to be like it's from us, you know, like we, like no matter how, what we have like down to talk about, like it's always like, it's still going to be the way we like want to, you know,
yeah,
talk about it.
Oh yeah. I feel you. How like we just have to show how enthusiastic we are to be
exactly
a part of it.
We have to show how happy okay. Yeah,
but yeah, if you stuck with us through season one, congratulations. You deserve like a new car, but you're not gonna get one because if I don't have a car, you don't deserve a car. But
pretty much.
I don't know where I started from when I started this sentence.
Thanks to everyone from season one.
But what was about that?
I don't know. You
I can't
just started
remember.
Bringing it up.
I can't remember what I said.
I don't even. When did I like really become like the actual host or co-host?
Season
two, right?
I believe.
I don't think I ever watched any of your shows until the first show that I came on.
Oh, thank you.
Like,
so
honestly,
you skipped season
I'm
one.
Just being honest.
You skipped season one.
Pretty much.
Because how many episodes are per season for us? Like five? Four or five?
I don't even know.
Maybe six if we're lucky.
I don't even know.
But I just remember season one. Excuse me, I'm hacking up or
you
burping
were a
up.
Fetus.
I was fetus aging. I remember, I think I remember every single guest that was on that. It was like, it was Dante. I think he did two episodes. Janae did two, I believe, or one. No, she might have. Maybe you were on season one.
I don't think I was.
Yeah, you were on season
really?
One.
Really?
Because I remember you had to have done one by yourself. Yeah, because it always pops up on my Facebook thing. It's always just like, doing another episode of Lufa Radio with co-host Sydney. Or not co-host, guest Sydney. So you apparently did one by yourself, and then you did one with Janae. And Janae was on.
I remember the one with Janae.
And that was season one, wasn't it? Or was it season two?
I don't think so. Okay. Like, just because we're on this topic, I have to, like, say, like, my top two favorite, like, excuse me. my top two favorite shows from like all of the seasons would have to be the one with
It's Still Cheese.
Who was in that one?
Janae.
Okay, so the one with Janae and then one with Jalen. Like those two were my favorite.
Oh, how did the one with Jalen go?
Remember we were doing like British accents and then country accents. And
then
he pretended to be like a host of a talk or some show on the TV. I don't even know, but it was like
when you have a voice like his, you can do game shows.
It was honestly like my two favorite shows out of everything. They were so funny. Go check
them
out.
Oh God, I remember the country thing because like we had like that fast music playing.
Yeah,
I was trying to talk
music.
And everything.
I didn't even understand. I didn't comprehend the words that were coming out of your guys' mouth. I just...
Man, nobody understands the words that are coming out of our mouths.
No one ever understands our English.
But yeah, I like the It's Still Cheese thing because Janae, she was over here just like, I don't really like cheese, but I like... What did she say? She likes string cheese or something like that?
I don't even remember.
And we were both just sitting there like,
but how?
It's still cheese. It's been one of our most popular things
to this
day.
Yeah, that was a great show. That was honestly like so awesome.
But you did two shows with Janae because you did the It's Still Cheese and you did the church bathroom texting thing. I believe that was you. Or was that Jalen? No, that was you. Because it was a story how I was in church and I went to the bathroom so I could text people because... I think I had to text. I had to text you.
I do not remember that.
I had to text you so we could prepare to do the show or something. And,
you texted me in the bathroom at church.
Okay, I wasn't in the bathroom.
What kind of unholy-ish kind of person are you?
I was younger. Church wasn't my most favorite thing, and I went. I didn't use the bathroom, but I walked into the bathroom so no one could see. I was on my phone, and so I texted you about something, and then you brought it up, and Janae was just like, "You were texting her in the bathroom."
I honestly don't remember that, but it sounds like something we honestly would, like, generally happen in
right,
our lives.
Right. And although the episodes of Janae and you were one of our most popular, God, I hated them.
I remember me and Janae were, like, so, like, like hype when it was us and then you, because we were like, oh yeah, two girls, one guy, girl power, what's up?
Sorry. Two girls, one guy, woo! It's gonna be a fun party.
Oh! AJ, listen.
I'm sorry.
You need to calm down.
I blame my new school because I was so innocent in eighth grade.
Everyone was innocent at one point.
I was innocent in eighth grade.
And then high school happened.
I wouldn't even say a cuss word. I was like, oh no, that's bad words. Bad words are really bad. I'm not allowed to say those. Then ninth grade came. Beep, 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 beep.
I honestly never knew you used foul language.
Yeah,
I thought you would be the type of person to be shocked if someone cussed around you.
You said a bad word. I'm just like, if they say a cuss word, I'm just like, oh, hey, right back at you.
So someone says F this person and you're like, yeah, you too.
F this person, F you too, man. Way
yeah,
to go.
Let's go.
Might have worded that a bit wrong.
Yeah.
But, thanks. You know, don't judge me, okay?
Judging's it's not all we do.
That is so true. It's not even funny. Okay, we get it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, new producer's gonna get fired.
Okay.
Let's bring back the old one who
goofs
up intros.
We already lost one producer. We don't want to lose another one.
We're about to lose another. He's about to lose all his fingers. Okay,
I was waiting for it.
I was waiting for something else. I'm not gonna lie.
I was waiting for it to happen again. But you know what?
It didn't happen.
Never mind.
Because our producer isn't dumb. Unlike our old one. Yeah. I don't know. So, what were you talking about? Oh, old shows.
Yeah.
And, God, what was I talking about? Oh, season one, how we had all those guests. I can't say I remember all of them because I still can't remember if you were on season one.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
I swear you had to have been on season one.
I don't think I was.
I swear you had to have been on season one.
Honestly,
if any of y'all can look that up and tell me, because I would really like to be able to remember that. Just go through all the, just go to our website, go through all the episodes, read the description, be like, oh, was Sydney on any of these? Because
Sydney, yes, important. All I'm looking for,
Don't get cocky.
Pretty much.
This show is called Little Fella Radio with AJ. If you remember the season one intro, I was like, Little Fella Radio, with AJ.
You know what? No one cares.
Everyone does, because apparently we have a lot of people watching us. Suck
us.
It.
AJ!
Sorry.
But first of all, you said we have a lot of people watching us.
Because of me.
You know what? I have people here too, AJ!
Oh, you got two people watching you. Congratulations!
You know what? I'm not even going to argue with you right now because it's
you
only
know
perfect.
I'm right. Because you know I'm right.
No!
Yes!
No.
Yes. I burped in the middle of that yes. I don't know if you can tell. Yes.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so nice.
I know!
You know what? I'm sorry for all the mean things I ever said to you. You're such a very good person. I value you so much as a human being. I'm so glad I have you in my life.
Indeed.
Psych!
That was the cringiest thing. Those were the most disgusting words I've ever heard come out of your mouth. I never want to hear that again.
I've said some pretty disgusting things, so if that's the most disgusting thing, you haven't hung around me enough.
We don't.
Oh, my bad. No, we're not going to say that. Let's hang out.
Let's not and say we did.
No.
Bye.
We lost the viewer on the Facebook Live thing, and I'm convinced that they're going through the website and is looking for the thing. I'm going to stay with that and assume that that's what's going on. So if you're doing that, thank you.
Well, they're not here because they're looking for it.
Well, maybe they're watching on Ustream. Oh, yeah.
What's Ustream?
Ustream is also the other is also the other thing we're broadcasting live on, which is on our website, littlefellaradio.com. So if you're watching through that, hi. If you're
Hello.
Watching through Facebook Live, hi.
Hello.
But, you know, we're so high-tech. The show has been really upgraded. We
Hello.
Went from not having cameras to having cameras and broadcasting on Ustream to being live all the time to then being live on Facebook Live. And the show has really come a long way because our social media used to be, kind of laid back. We had the Facebook page, and that was it. And we weren't even that active on it. Now we have the Facebook page constantly going. We have our Instagram page constantly going, and my phone gets blown up constantly because person after person is constantly liking pictures, and I'm like, that's amazing, but it's like, ugh. So, the Instagram has been really upbeat lately.
Active.
Active. I don't know why I said upbeat.
Upbeat.
And our Twitter, well, you know, who uses Twitter?
Who uses Twitter, honestly?
Donald Trump, that's who.
Like, legit, Twitter's only for, like, sad quotes and stuff.
What are you talking about? I go on Twitter so I can look at Senpai's tweets.
Sad quotes, like I said.
He's not, he doesn't post sad quotes. He just changes his profile picture a lot lately.
He's not, he's...
Bleh. You want to run that by me again? Do you know that song?
No.
If you do that one more time, I swear to God.
Okay. But your senpai?
Wow. Okay.
That's the only
way. You know
where
my senpai is right now? VidCon. You know where I wish I could be right now?
VidCon.
VidCon, so I can see him. But no, I'm here stuck in a studio with you, and I'm not able to sit there and hang out with the greatest man, because, like, you know, if I could meet him, I'd latch on him and I'd never let go. I'd be like, this is my senpai. He's my one and only senpai. I shall not love you. I love senpai. Yes, I do. He's for me, not for you. If you don't get that, then I'm proud of you.
Oh my God, I legit thought you just made that up. That was...
No, I couldn't. That's a thing God. Markiplier did. And it's kind of been stuck with me.
I don't really understand VidCon.
Like, it's where a bunch of YouTubers go.
I know.
And Musical.ly,
like,
stars, which, by the way, ugh.
I used to use Musical.ly a lot.
I hate Musical.ly. It's just a place where a bunch of little kids can get famous and gay people can express themselves.
Why is it pinpointed towards gay people?
Because I literally see little kids and gay people on Musical.ly. I don't see an in-between.
I don't know. I don't usually use that, but...
I don't either. I just come across Musical.ly all the time.
But, what, like, VidCon, it's just like... I feel like it's just...
It's a great way for a bunch weird. Of YouTubers are creative. Not the clickbait ones. The clickbait ones deserve to die in a fiery hole.
Oh, PewDiePie.
Right. but I don't even think he's at VidCon. Good for him. I think YouTube's actually disowned him now.
I know. Like, I don't know what's up with him. Like, I haven't watched one of his videos in forever, but I feel like his content has, like, just switched, like, hardcore.
It's because he was dropped... Is this the Barbie Girl song? I'm going to shoot myself. I like how he picked that up so quick.
Oh my God. I didn't even notice that. I was dancing to it though.
It's because I was sitting here. I was like, I'm a Barbie girl. I only know the dirty version. And I'm not allowed to sing that on the radio because it's a very...
You shouldn't be singing that at all. What are you, 5?
I said the dirty version. I learned the dirty version when I was 5. And it's the only version I learned. I thought that was the actual Barbie girl version. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It has to go. It's like, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie girl world. Life is plastic. Life is plastic. It's so fantastic. I don't know that. I know my boobs are plastic. Mm-hmm. It's so fantastic. I also know... I'm not allowed to say the rest. It is just so bad. It's the only version
I
know.
All I know is, like, I'm a Barbie girl.
Life is plastic. So fantastic. And then I go to the dirty version because I can't remember the rest of the regular.
You can brush my hair. Drive me everywhere.
Oh, that's how it goes.
I think. I don't even know.
Yeah, I know you can pull my hair and touch me anywhere. I'm sorry. That is the only version I know. That's the version I was taught, and it's just stuck with me everywhere. And I like to impress people by letting them know that I know that version.
I'm so sorry for any kids that are watching this. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I've never...
I'm so sorry.
Well, if any little kids haven't heard of the Barbie Girl song, for starter, I always say girl. Like, I say G-U-R-L instead of G-I-R-L. Because, you know, it's girl. What's up, girl? Oh, my God. That is so amazing.
Okay.
Something my best friend says.
Just... Okay.
She's always just like, that's so awesome. That's so amazing.
Totes amazeballs.
Totes my goats.
Oh my good.
I'm Dixie Chick serious.
You took it too far.
Do you get that?
No, but you took it too far. I don't even care.
Did you ever watch Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
I'm going to say you're dead to me if you haven't watched it. Everyone's watched it.
Oh, speaking of being dead to people because of not watching things... AJ, how's your Netflix life going?
Family Guy and Young and Hungry.
So I assume that you have not yet to enjoy the marvelous...
Markiplier?
Great Beautiful.
If you say Supernatural Riverdale, I'm disowning you.
Riverdale show?
With Daddy.
With Cole Sprouse and KJ Apaw.
They're not even that good looking.
Sorry, who are you? I don't recall.
They're not even that good looking.
Once foreign,
so you guys are just like, oh my god, he's hot.
Actually, he's not. He's a ginger. He's not. His body is great, but like his face.
No wonder I don't like
so
him.
Good.
He's a ginger.
But
it's
Cole
God's
Sprouse.
Way of punishing him for being a ginger.
Cole Sprouse. He is everything.
He is not as awesome as you guys pin him to be.
Everything.
He is not that good looking.
He is.
You know who's good looking?
Cole Sprouse.
Bebe. Even pregnant.
Cole Sprouse.
Oh, I saw this article. It was like Britney Spears. Beyonce has given birth to her twins, but a week premature. And I saw this thing. It was like, a week premature? She's been pregnant for like a year. How are the babies premature? And I was just like, I feel ya.
Honestly, I feel like she was pregnant for like 3 days.
No, Beyonce's been pregnant for like...
I guess I just don't really keep up with like...
Been pregnant for like the past 6 years.
And I've never really been a big Beyonce listener.
Dead to me.
As you are to me.
Oh, so glad
Did
we
I say that right?
So glad we worked that out.
We're dead to each other, yep. You know? It doesn't even matter.
You guys are learning a lot about our hatred for each other.
Yeah, the true us is coming out.
Are you coming out?
We're both coming out as lesbians. Hello, world.
That only works for me, not for you. Okay. All I saw was, hey.
I go, hey.
You're so dumb. Even though I said it first. But I admit
you
that.
You
know
what?
I admit that I'm dumb.
Yes.
You know what else I admit to?
I admit that you are dumb, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what else I admit to?
No.
That I'm sexy.
Only you. Only you.
Only I'm sexy? Thank you, Sydney.
No!
I didn't know you felt that way.
No! Only you.
You make me... Is this like a new version mixed with an older song? I don't know if I appreciate that. I'm dying. Oh. I guess I jumped the gun on that.
Wait, did you see that? That was beautiful. Thank you. Okay.
I'm so glad I saw it. I wish I didn't, but I did.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so moving on. Me and Sydney are about to do something that's dumb for me.
Oh,
she does this on a regular basis.
Okay, no. Just explain what we're doing and I'll rephrase that.
So what we got going on right here is we got fire hot sauce from Taco Bell that was left over from freaking that stupid Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yeah, like who they even left watches that?
They left our studio a mess.
I know, and we have to clean it up.
Right, like, they complain really? When we leave like a water bottle, but no, let's just leave a pile of freaking Taco Bell hot sauce
at least
on the middle of the table.
Like, hydrating.
Right,
like, that's healthy for
you. We're leaving hydration around for you guys, and you're going to leave us with hot sauce. Let me just pour this in my water.
Right,
so
like
it adds
flavor.
But Sydney had this great idea that she wanted to drink one of them. I was just like, oh, why don't we both just do it on the show? I'm a wimp. I don't do hot things that really good. Like, I can barely do the hot sauce at Chipotle.
I'm actually really scared.
I'm terrified to do this, too, because I know I'm going to die on the inside. But I'm going to have a little bit.
Got my water ready. Stay hydrated,
we got
kids.
Water. Excuse me. I keep dying. This is going to make
you.
It worse.
Okay.
But we are going to have some of this. I'm going to have, like, maybe, like, a drop of it.
I'm
gonna
going
have...
all the way because...
Well, she went all the way.
Hardcore.
Just in case any of you are wondering, this says I'm my favorite too, which of course I'm my favorite too.
And this one says you're buying as usual because I have no money.
Okay, well, Sydney, are you ready to die?
No, I'm not.
Oh, God. Okay, I opened it without having to use my teeth. Okay. I usually use my teeth for... Okay, ready?
I opened this in an odd way. I'm scared.
Okay, ready?
No.
Wait,
I'm
gonna
just like...
Is my gonna
okay,
come?
Oh!
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Ew, it's gross.
It's so warm.
It's gross.
Oh. I got like a chunk of something in my mouth.
Yeah, there's like chunks of stuff in it. I'm like still like getting everything out of it.
That's gross. It's not that hot though. I mean, if I had more, I'd probably be dying, but. Oh. I gagged big time on that one.
I'm fine.
Ugh.
Well, how that's... you feeling, AJ?
Well, I just pulled out what I'm assuming to be tomato.
Which actually isn't tomato.
Well, whatever it is, it's disgusting.
That honestly wasn't bad.
It's not hot. It's just, it was gross. It was like warm and chunky.
The texture was gross, but.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it wasn't even that hot. Like, I thought I would be like.
I know, I thought I'd be like.
Water right now.
Dying.
Did you
on
drink the whole thing?
No, I had like a tiny bit of it. And once I got a chunk of something in my mouth, I almost threw up.
I legit like got every last bit of it.
Good for you, because I sure didn't.
Go me.
Ugh. Well, you're also edgy. You're gross.
Edgy.
You're really gross.
Edgy and gross.
You're edgedly gross.
I'm grossly edgy.
You're grossly edgy.
Grossly edgy.
Yeah.
That's a new thing.
Anywho, so glad we got that out of the way. Now I'm going to be dying for the rest of the show.
Please don't die.
Because now it's in my lungs and I can feel my body going, what is wrong with this idiot? You know what we need to do? We need
to do you remember when that was like the most like annoying thing ever?
Yeah, I'm having flashbacks to that constantly.
God.
Stop.
That me who did the thing when like that? When okay,
probably.
I remember it now.
But
I got
now that
this.
We've done that, we should... We should probably do that more often.
Got this.
We should probably do stuff like that more often. Like, have stupid stuff. Like, how...
Oh, like you.
You want to...
my God.
You want to try me? Because I'm stupid? You want to try stupid stuff, so you want to try me out?
You want to try me because I'm stupid?
Triangle up, bruh. Triangle up.
No.
Octagon up. I can't do an octagon with my hand. Yeah, you used to do that all the time.
Yep, but it's going to be a thing now.
We should do...
Coming back.
God. We should do that. We should do stuff like the hot sauce thing more often. Just get a bunch of stupid stuff and just ingest it.
Oh!
We could try all of those things that this pastor lady is talking about.
Oh.
The fact that you have that memorized really upsets my soul. Moving on! Back to what I was saying. Fat Guy Radio Show last year.
Wait.
A long time ago. Did this thing where they went to, like, the store and got, like, this cookie dough and, like, apple pie soda or whatever. It had, like, they also had buffalo sauce. It was, like, a buffalo rant.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Fat Guy
Buffalo, right. Buffalo wing soda and bacon soda. I completely forgot the other one. And it's bacon soda. Not bacon soda, bacon, bacon, crispy, yummy bacon in a form of a soda. I can't exactly remember which one I tried. I want to say I tried either the cookie dough or the bacon one, or was it the apple one? I can't remember. But I tried one of them, and it was so gross. I tasted it for over a month. I burped, I would taste it.
Have you ever done the Bean Boozled challenge?
Yeah, it's horrible because you put something in your mouth thinking it's going to be flavorful and then it erupts in disgustingness and you're like, ugh.
We did that.
Maybe not the greatest description of it.
Yeah.
But you know, it got the point across.
Chill. I threw up the first time I did it. That was me.
That's what flavor did you get?
Every bad kind. What was there? There was like rotten egg, dirty
gross.
Sock.
Gross.
Law clippings, gross. Booger.
Gross.
What else was there? Throw up.
Gross.
Or vomit.
Gross.
What else was there? Oh, dog food. Thanks for that one.
I like the smell of wet dog food. I'm not even going to lie. The smell of wet dog food. I love the smell of wet cat food and wet dog food. But I can't stand the smell of like that hard food that comes in like the bag because it smells gross to me. I also like the smell of gasoline.
This is your host, AJ. Welcome to the show.
We all like different things. And I like the smell. Okay. But the biggest smell I like is the smell of gasoline. You ever go to a gas station and get that smell of gas? And you're just like, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, gasoline smells great. But like wet dog food?
I like the fact that you're just like, gasoline smells great. Like whoever thinks that it doesn't smell great needs to go die.
Basically.
Godfather Corey Blaze.
Who?
He doesn't like the smell of gasoline. Because it apparently...
The smell of gasoline doesn't like him. God.
That's probably why he doesn't go to gas stations that often. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah!
Great!
So, you told me earlier today that your bestie is having a brie day. a B-Day party.
My old friend, best friend, who I had quite a few classes with at my old school, is having a birthday party at the moment, I think, still. It was a pool party.
Who's this friend?
Her name
is...
Is
it someone I know?
No.
Oh, then never
mind.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, because, like, I don't know if she watched this show. Like, Shade? What?
Oh, do you guys have
no,
beef?
No, her name's Kaylee.
Do you guys have
I
beef?
I hate you.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
No.
For a second. Okay. Did it just get colder in here?
No. Okay, this is what happened. So yesterday, was it yesterday? I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. It was her birthday. And, so then my other friend, Arion, had texted me and was like, are you going to Kaylee's birthday party? It's like a pool party. I was like, I was not invited. And then I was like, Shade. Like,
no.
I was like, I don't even want to go anyways. My show's more important. The show's more important.
I actually wouldn't have stopped you if you said my show.
You always do.
I just let it slide, and then you said, oh, the show. I was like, oh, she said my show. I didn't care. But,
Whatever. But yeah. So
forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
But your friend isn't the only person that's having a party that you should go to. My brother, Carton.
Carton?
Carsten.
Like a milk carton?
I hate you.
Okay.
Carson, he's having, and Jalen, they're over there at Carson's house, and they're having to get together with a few friends.
Shade.
And I wish I could be there right now, but you know, my show's more important,
I guess. You'd rather be there.
Wait, I like how you said the show's more important, even though last week you said you'd rather be in Flagstaff with your mom and brother.
I didn't say I'd rather be.
You said you'd,
I didn't say I'd you said rather
you
were, be.
You said you'd rather be in Flagstaff, but you know, you had to do the show. You said you wanted
not.
To go.
Okay, so... I did not say that, and if I did, that's not what I meant.
Well, then you better explain yourself.
Okay. Listen.
For show, homie.
For show, homie.
I got you.
Oh,
so
God.
So what you doing? God, I hate that.
Yeah.
It was so...
me too. I was the one who had to perform it.
It's so cringy. Everything was so
cringy.
Tell me
about it.
Except my movie voice. Oh, that was Batman.
Yeah, that was...
That
no.
was drunk Batman. I meant my movie voice. In a world. I can't do it now. That was like a 15-time thing, and that's it.
Well, explaining myself, I didn't mean like that. It's just like Flagstaff is lit.
I went with my bros. We went to Flagstaff, and at like 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, we went to a gas station in the snow to get food. I got chocolate milk. It was for Carson's birthday weekend.
I went to Flagstaff first when I was like, I don't even know how young I was. But
I technically have been to Flagstaff twice, but I only drove through Flagstaff on my way back from my school's field trip.
Mm-hmm. I've gone there twice.
I drove through Flagstaff, but I've never actually been in it until whatchamacallit. Carson's B-Day party. Is Flagstaff before or after Prescott?
Don't ask me.
I don't know why I was asking you.
I don't drive.
Oh. Okay. Wait. Flagstaff's before or after Prescott? I don't know. Forget it. as far as I know, I've been to Flagstaff twice.
I'm pretty sure it's after.
Flagstaff's after Prescott.
Yeah.
Then I've only been there twice that I know of, that I can remember.
I just slapped myself.
Because my aunt used to live in Prescott.
I went there once for the snow. And then another time for... I've actually been there 3 times, I think. Twice was for my brother's basketball tournaments.
Aiden's?
Dominic's.
Oh. I don't really know Dominic that well.
No one really does.
I've met him a couple times. I know Aiden decently well.
Dominic's kind of like a...
Edgy brother?
No. He's like a...
Gross.
What? Why?
You take forever to say something.
Because I don't know what the word that
the word
I'm trying...
thing is.
I don't know what the language words... Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. I can't language well. You can't either. So...
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
You do you, I do me, and we won't do each other. Probably.
What?
That was a good poem. I'm going to write that down.
You need to relax.
I stole that from Senpai as well.
I
still
feel
a
like
lot
I
of
remember that, actually. Why I did steal, I hold my hands up like that?
I steal a lot of my content from Senpai.
Hit.
And a lot of the things. I also steal a lot of things from Team 4 Star. Which, by the way, if you watch Team 4 Star, you're probably going to be my new favorite person because. Excuse.
Bless you.
Thank you. They just released episode 59 last night, or yesterday. And so I'm so happy.
What was that?
Whatever this
don't,
is.
Don't. Okay,
I don't know what's
wait,
happening.
What show are you talking about?
It's a group called Team 4 Star that makes like.
Team 4 Star.
Yes. I'll explain it in a sec. They make parodies of Dragon Ball Z. They're redoing the entire series.
Uh-huh.
And they're making it kind of like a parody-ish.
Uh-huh.
They're making fun of it. Not really making fun of it. They're adding jokes and goofing around with it while keeping the story going.
Uh-huh.
And so they just released episode 59 yesterday. And so like, cha-chinga.
Uh-huh.
So I'm super happy.
Uh-huh.
And the reason they're called Team 4 Star is because Dragon Balls have stars on them and there's four stars. And so they chose the 4 Star because the 4 Star ball has a significant meaning in Dragon Ball because it's the ball that Goku's grandpa gave him when he was little. And it was the 4 Star ball. And when Goku killed his grandpa, he thought that his grandpa was inside of the 4 Star ball and he always kept it with him and thought that the 4 Star ball could activate Shenron, the dragon. It didn't because you need all 7 Dragon Balls. What just happened? I wasn't ready for
that. I'm flustered!
Well, there goes our R rating. You're allowed to drop one cuss word per show, and whoop, there goes that one. Now the show's ruined. Good night, everybody.
Bye!
Even though it's 1:41 and it's afternoon. Early afternoon.
Early afternoon.
Cha-chinga!
Why?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with
that? Epic fail.
Ooh.
That's
Black Jesus!
Ooh, you ever watch that show Black Dynamite?
No.
On Adult Swim?
No.
It was like an original movie or TV show with like live people, but I prefer the Adult Swim version. Because it also has
Why? Because it has bad language in it?
It's just funny. But,
sure.
It also has what's her nuts? I can't remember her name. She plays Yolanda in Young and Hungry. She actually voices Honeybee.
Okay.
Yes, I said a what's her nuts. I say it for chicks because they don't have nuts. Duh.
Yeah.
Unless
women don't, or
unless I don't really know the female anatomy that well.
Women
so.
Don't have nuts; they have chesticles.
I'm sorry. It's like, whoa, those are nice chesticles you got on you.
Don't say that. You can't. Could you imagine you're walking down the street and you say to someone, hey, you got some nice chesticles?
I don't know. They might look at me and be like, See, I feel like that's something Ryan Reynolds would say.
I feel like no one even knows, like, no. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
You feel that way?
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah, that way. Yeah.
Oh my god, I burped and it tasted like the freaking hot sauce.
Here, have another one.
I'll punch you.
Okay.
I'm so violent towards you.
Yeah, you really are.
I don't lay a finger on her, though. I'm not abusive.
Ha!
Mentally or verbally, ha! I'm abusive. When have I hit you?
Ha!
When have I hit you?
I don't know.
Exactly. I don't hit you.
Sometime last year.
I probably flicked you.
Probably.
I don't really.
I have this new obsession with flicking people in the throat.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's not the reaction I was expecting, but you know, I'll take it.
You know, you gotta take whatever you get. So.
Yeah, that can go. That's a good metaphor, or that's a good motto for everything.
Yeah.
Gotta take what you can get.
Yeah.
No, that sounds dirty.
Why are you such
a dweeb? A dirty-minded freak? I blame my school. You know, I already said this.
I
was innocent. I was innocent at one point. I used to be able to have a conversation or not take it dirty. And now,
I don't know how long it's been since I've ever had a single conversation with someone without
taking anything dirty.
Yeah, taking anything they say out of context and being like.
It's been a long time since I've had a conversation with a friend and not just go in the middle of a conversation.
What? Please.
I uttered that soul from the depths
Please
of hell.
Go away.
That sound came from the depths of
Be
hell.
Be gone,
itself.
Demon.
May the power of Christ repel you?
Speaking of demons.
Are you going to bring up Supernatural?
Supernatural!
Or didn't you just finish season
18? You get shit. What? No. I'm on season 10.
Of? Season 10.
What?
How many seasons?
Season 10 of 12.
Gross. How many episodes are there per season?
And there's like 23 per season. And last Saturday, I was on season like 7.
So within a week, you went through 4 seasons.
Yeah, pretty much.
You say 23 episodes per season. Yes. And you went through 4 seasons. How long are the episodes?
They're like 40 to 45 minutes.
That's okay. 45 minute episodes per episode. 23 episodes per season. And you went through 4 seasons. Somebody do that math and explain to me how much time of her life. How did you manage to fit all? You know what?
I don't sleep. You know this.
That is so beyond true. It's upsetting.
What do you mean beyond true?
You don't sleep. I like how she always waits until Friday night to go, I'm going to stay up all
night. Well, because
night.
I have a show to do tomorrow. No, I honestly don't sleep. And like when I do sleep, I go to sleep at like 12 or like 12:30. So I have to stay up all day to be able to come here and do and participate in the show.
I gained a few chromosomes listening to that.
Is that bad?
Depending on the person, yes and no.
Okay, let's recap on this real quick. Okay, so there's
23 episodes per season.
How would I do this, though?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like confused. 20.
Okay, no. So there's 40. So we'll just say 45 minutes.
Per episode. So 45 episode. Times 23.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Which is 1,035.
So.
And then we do that.
Times 4.
Which is.
Wait.
What? I don't think that's right.
45 times.
Okay, so the 45.
Times 23. 45 times 23. Times 4.
And then, so that's 4,140.
So 4,140 minutes of your life you spent watching that.
Indeed.
What does that translate to in hours?
I don't know.
4,000, what was it?
4,140.
I'm so doing this right now. 4,100 and what?
40.
4,140.
Yes.
Oops. Minutes.
In an hour.
Minutes equals.
How many hours?
How many hours? I'm so doing this right now. I'm about to figure this out.
We about to figure this out.
69 hours.
I didn't even get why you were laughing at first until I realized.
4 days equals how many hours? 96 hours. So you managed to fit. Wait, you said since Saturday.
That's not a lot.
You fit 69 hours within a span of 3 days. 3.5 days.
3.5 days?
Because 4 days in hours is.
Last Saturday?
You said it took you. 4 days equals 96 hours. And you spent. And that equals like 30. It equals 69. So that's like 3.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
That took like you 2 days, technically. Altogether, if you were to watch that, all those episodes back to back, that would have taken you equivalent of 2 days.
True.
Which meant that means you spent 2 days of your life watching Supernatural. So glad we spent the time to do that.
Dedication. Right here at its finest.
This is like the science side of Tumblr that goes through, or the math side of Tumblr that like goes through all this work just to figure something out.
True. We gonna figure this out. I can't say that word because it's bad.
Yeah, we already used our R rating for today.
You know David Dobrik and Liza Koshy, so you should know who this is from.
I wish I was David Dobrik so I could date Liza Koshy.
David Dobrik is so...
ugly.
Unattractive.
He is the whitest, ugliest man I've ever
His
seen.
His hair...
is better than Donald Trump's.
It may be better than Donald Trump's, but does not mean that it's good.
And his like aftershave thing, he's constantly got his shave shadow, whatever it is.
He annoys me sometimes.
When they first started dating and like going on YouTube videos all the time, did you notice that David would always choke Liza? Like, he wouldn't choke her, but he'd always do this to her all the time whenever they would do something.
Yeah.
And finally, during one of their videos, they were watching, like, these old videos together, and he did this to her. He's like, yes, I know, guys. I'm always choking Liza. I don't actually choke her. She's like, what if I like it? And everyone was just like, oh, my. So.
Why do you remember this stuff?
Because I think it was the last video I saw of both of them together.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that.
Really? But
that, yeah, and I hope I don't.
Well, that's because they both have two YouTube channels. They have David Dobrik.
I follow Liza Koshy 2.
Coming at 2. Get it? Because my second channel.
Yeah. Then
I always somehow end up on Liza Koshy 2 and not on her original channel.
And then what else? There's David Dobrik. What's his second one?
David Dobrik 2. It's not. They're not creative.
Copycats.
I think she copied him.
Liza's more popular.
I know. Well, that's because she started with Vine and her Vines were actually funny.
I know. I never knew that, like, she was the actual one who, like, I think one of her most popular, like, vines were the one where it was, like, I don't even know how to, like, explain it. Like, she was, like, she had her hair all up and then she, like, went like that across the screen.
It
was, like, a butterfly or something.
Yeah, she's, like, yeah. It's me or something like that.
Yeah.
It's one of her most popular vines and she doesn't understand why.
It's beautiful. It is. I also like the ones where she's like, where like,
I just wanted to go to the
laughs. She explains a different laugh. She's like, when you're around a guy, when you're not. Yeah.
I'm so sorry for everyone.
I'm so sorry for the blood that's coming out of your ears at the moment.
But yeah, I think one of my favorite, vines of hers ever, and she's like, just want to go use the bathroom, but now I'm not sure. Am I a woomph?
I don't know.
And then there was a different one, but I can't remember. I was like, am I a fmm?
Interesting.
You ever see that vine of Mr. Mosby from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, how he's taking London on a car ride? He's like, oh no, it's fine. How about we turn on the radio? Would you like am or fmm?
No, I haven't seen that.
It is the greatest video.
Because
I think she tried to say that they live in the USA or something like that.
USA.
We live in the USA.
We live in the USA.
I drive my Irv around the USA.
USA.
God, you're...
USA.
Okay. You're USA. Not 3 years old who just learned a new word and won't stop saying it.
USA.
The cringe hurts. It really... You know what? I don't know how we've still done this together. Four years you've done this with me.
Opposites attract, right?
Opposites attract for radio.
Yeah.
It makes good radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Told you can't have a normal conversation.
You. I swear.
Our favorite person from the Facebook Live,
yes,
Jeremy,
yes.
The one who said that he hates Markiplier and said that he's
Jeremy
pathetic and all that, said that he's glad Vine is dead.
Aren't we all?
No.
Oh.
Vine had a lot of good stuff. Vine had a lot of funny
things
on it.
The only reason I miss Vine is for the beautiful edits of all those smoking hot guys.
Oh, God. Yeah, now I'm glad Vine is dead because people can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you know what? There's still Instagram. It's okay.
Instagram still sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
And Facebook is becoming, or Instagram is trying to become Snapchat, and Facebook's trying to become Facebook. I believe Facebook owns Instagram, and Instagram's ahead of Facebook, and Facebook's trying to jump over their own company. They're like, oh, hey, we bought them, and they're doing better than us. Try to copy them, but, you know, make it better.
Because, like, everything has stories now. Instagram, like, Messenger, like, everything.
No one uses Facebook or Messenger stories.
Actually, you'd be surprised. There's quite a few on mine.
Oh, well, I'm not on it enough to see.
I'm always on Messenger. That's usually how I contact my friends.
I contact my friends through Snapchat.
Snapchat is great. I only contact my streaks from Snapchat.
How many streaks do you have?
I have like 12.
I have 5 now because my other streak, 2 of my streaks failed on me like on the same day. And so, I don't know.
You were to blame.
No, I wasn't to blame. Because how am I going to keep the rest of my streaks alive except 2? They both True. Just stop sending things.
Well, some of them like can like not work at like they work at different times. Like my streaks are like some will be running out of time and others won't. So it just depends on when you started the streak.
So Jeremy from Facebook Live said that Vine comedy was most of the time them getting caught cheating. I'm not sure what you were watching on Vine, Jeremy, but I can assure you I have never come across one of those Vines because
Vine comedy was most of the time
them getting caught cheating.
Like cheating in like a relationship?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a blonde. The bleach got to my
I'm
head.
Obviously blonde too because I never watched.
I've never seen.
I've never.
I mean like.
Maybe that's what he was into because.
Maybe like a short like teaser clip of pranks. Like I've seen those.
I've never seen someone get caught cheating think of it as funny while on Vine.
I don't know.
I've never had that.
I mean, I've never really like been on Vine a lot. Like
I never had the app. I just went on YouTube and just looked.
I mean, I had the app, but that was only to get like really cute edits of really cute guys.
I had like 4 or 5 Vines that I did. One of them got really popular.
Oh, aren't you special?
I hope you die.
Don't we all?
Yay.
Yeah. Why did that happen?
Because it got real awkward and boring, so we both just... Oh, my. Well, this has died.
Yeah.
This show... This show! The show's not dead! The show is doing...
Just us.
A-okay. Show's doing fine. It's just us. We're dead.
Yeah.
As we get older, we realize
that
we're dead.
All my friends are dead.
Push me to the edge. Oh, my. I just forgot something.
Oh, my.
In me.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Whatchamacallit. Oh, before I end the show, I just want to say, there's a picture going around on Twitter of Donald Trump playing tennis. And unfortunately, the picture shows the backside of Senior Trump.
Oh, God.
Well, according to the internet, Donald Trump is thick.
Ah! No.
What was that?
No!
Donald Trump is T-H-I-C-C, thick.
My school made a meme out of this one girl who, she was like a teacher person who walked around and she took this kid's skateboard once and they took a picture of her and posted it on Instagram and was like, ooh, Miss What's-Her-Face, she thick. What is it? Our world.
2017, Donald Trump is now thick.
Thick.
I'm going to leave y'all with that because I'm
let
just...
you reminisce on that. Let
you just... die on the inside knowing that the internet thinks that Donald Trump is thick. Okay? So, thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. When you or your parents think Amazon, shop through the shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com.
Remember to tell all your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall, retweet us on Twitter, and follow us on Instagram. Just search Little Fella Radio, all one word.
Okay. Yep. That's it for the show. I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
We will see you next time. Have a muffin button day. Bye.
Bye.